He's a quarterback for the LA Chargers. He is entering his 14th NFL season. He is a six-time Pro Bowler. More than 4,300 yards and 33 touchdowns in 2016. Nearly 46,000 career passing yards, 314 TDs. He was the fourth pick overall in 2004 out of NC State. The LA Chargers open up at Denver on September 11th. And on top of all that, he recently partnered with Groove Rings. We're joined right now by LA Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers. Philip, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Great to be on.
Philip, it is great to have you on. So let me ask you first, training camp is due to open up in less than 2 weeks. So when it comes to this part of the summer, Philip, are you trying to soak in the last few days, or are you just itching to get to camp and get to work?
It's funny you ask. It's about right now every year where my wife, Tiffany, looks at me and goes, every year this time you start to get a little antsy. So that's kind of right where I am. I am enjoying the last few days with family and family time and obviously working out, getting ready. But it's about right now where you start to look at the 29th and start to get excited.
Yeah, it's almost like the very end of a vacation, or if you've been gone for a week or 2 weeks, it's great when you start, but then by the very end, you're ready to get back to work. As an example also, I had Matt Ryan on yesterday, and he talked about how much he's changed as a quarterback since he arrived in the league, especially as it relates to preparation. Nick Hardwick, a former teammate of yours, was recently talking about your brain, all the knowledge you've accumulated over the course of your career. So in your opinion, how much of being an NFL quarterback is about physical skills and attributes, and then how much is just about the mental side of the game?
Well, I think it depends what your physical skills and attributes are, how much you have to rely on the mental side of it. Certainly, doesn't hurt to be really good at both. I think it's huge in my position, especially in my skill set. Obviously, I'm not going to run away from anybody. I'm not going to scramble for many first downs. I'm going to be standing in the same spot most every time when I drop back to pass. And obviously, I got to be able to throw it accurately and have the ability and talent from an arm standpoint and moving in the pocket and all those physical attributes. But to me, especially at this point in my career, you don't want to lose that. Certainly work hard to maintain that effectiveness physically, but it is mentally. It's mentally preparing week to week. It's figuring out a defense, figuring out what they do. It's really, really knowing your offense better than anybody in the building, so you can make those quick decisions. So I think it's a combination of both, but certainly some guys that are more physically talented can get away with being less from a, not saying from a mental standpoint, but from that, it doesn't weigh as much as it does with a guy like me.
Makes perfect sense to me. Philip Rivers joining us. It makes perfect sense because, I mean, you're playing a physical game, but you're also, in a sense, playing chess. So how much do you enjoy the chess game? How much do you enjoy recognizing what a defense is doing before they actually do it and then beat them for a first down or a touchdown?
There's really nothing more gratifying. That's the part, and I think I've told you before, the Monday to Saturday part of it, the preparation part of it, figuring out an opponent. They're certainly different, but I almost enjoy more than the Sunday touchdowns and the highlights and things that come with that. It's not apples to apples, so it's hard to say which one you like more, but I've truly enjoyed that Monday to Saturday, figuring out an opponent. And there are so many times, you mentioned Nick Hardwick and him, among others, where something happened on Sunday afternoon that we either talked about in the meeting, made an adjustment on Saturday morning, something we thought we saw on film, and it comes to, and it's a big third down conversion or a touchdown, or it's a blitz pickup, and it's just that, you know, me look at you and you look at me, and it's that fist pump, like, there's nothing better. You know,
right.
It came to on a Sunday afternoon, all the time and effort we spent trying to figure something out, and that's the part of it that I still have a great passion for, and that's what really gets me excited about having more than just a couple years left, hopefully.
Yeah, Philip, I can hear it. I mean, I can hear your voice. I can hear that passion. I can tell you're fired up. You're ready to go. Hey, have you lost any of that at all? Does it ever wane at all, or is that passion, that energy, that fire always right there?
I don't think I've lost any of it at all. I think it maybe is expressed a little differently now. I mean, shoot, I'm not a 25-year-old kid running around, that was so noted as a trash talker. And that's, he's constantly running around. So I think in some ways that's been a little subdued. It's expressed a little differently. I'm certainly not that 25-year-old kid anymore. Should be 36 this December. So it's maybe expressed a little differently. But shoot, I'm a big kid out there that loves to play when it comes to the game. And I think that finally, at least I hope, I know the people that know me do, that it is received that way now. And you know what? Maybe he is just playing like he would in the backyard with his brothers and with his buddies, and that is truly how I put it. And I think now around the league, and at least I know my peers, the guys we compete against, they see it that way. And there's no hard feelings, and there's none of that that used to kind of get hyped up back in my early days.
Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers joining us. Phil, can you explain what it is like to be the face of a franchise and a quarterback? As an example, you just said, I've got to know more about this offense than everybody in this building, which is true, but really it's so much more than that. I mean, do you feel like as the quarterback, and there's so few jobs like that in all of sports, that everybody in that organization, not just in that locker room, but everybody is always looking at you, always looking at what you're saying and what you're doing and leading from the front? And how seriously do you take that responsibility?
Well, I think very seriously. And I think it's a heck of an honor, really, and a heck of a responsibility to have. I know more than any, and I think I'd like to consider myself a heck of a leader. And I think all guys that are leaders, that have been leaders in any, wherever they are and what their profession is, it's them first understanding it takes everybody. And so I certainly I never have liked the phrase, "Oh, it's my team," or "I'm the face," but I know that some of that comes with the position. And I think I certainly, I don't boast in that regard, but I also don't try to deny that fact that that's what comes with this position. You've been a quarterback somewhere for going on 14 years. That's kind of how it rolls, And so you want to be a servant leader, and you want to know that the guys, you're one of the guys. And so I always have been very, at least try to be very conscious of that and being a teammate. I really love that aspect of being a teammate, but it's a special role. It's a special position. It's one I dreamed about being in. I had all those guys, Marino and Elway and Montana and Aikman and Favre and Manning, and all those guys were on my wall as young kids, and that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be playing NFL quarterback, and I've been able to live out that dream now for over a decade, and I don't take it for granted.
Now, you've been really lucky to play your entire career with one team, but some of the guys you mentioned, Philip, I mean, if it could happen to a guy like Joe Montana, if it could happen to a guy like Brett Favre, I mean, it could almost happen to anybody who's ever played that game, that these guys did not end their careers where they started. Could you ever see a scenario in which you asked to leave the Chargers in order to pursue a Super Bowl ring, or would a ring simply not mean as much if it didn't come with the Chargers?
I can say honestly now I don't ever see a scenario where that would be the case. I certainly don't want to look up in the future. And so without a doubt, I would never wish that or want that. I mean, I just don't think you can make those types of guarantees. But I can say complete honesty now, I don't see that scenario. I do feel like it's very special to play in one place in your career. And like you mentioned, some of my favorite, some of the best to ever play didn't do that. But, I would love to be able to finish as a Charger and certainly win a championship as a Charger. You know, I was telling my children the other day, they're asking, I'm saying, I don't remember if it was year 14 or 15 or 15 or 16 for Elway, but his name came up, and I said, shoot, he played and didn't win a Super Bowl until year 15, and then decided to come back and won it again. You know, they were saying, gosh, that's crazy, because we were just talking, shoot, that's family too, about kind of the home stretch as it approaches. And so I know I gave you a long answer to an easy question, but I the ideal scenario, Jim, is to win a championship as a Charger and finish right there.
It's a good answer. It's a very good answer. Philip Rivers joining me. Before you go, I saw that you recently partnered with Groove Rings. Now, what's a Groove Ring? How did you first get involved, and what do you like about their ring?
Yeah, well, Jim, Groove Ring is a handful of companies now making them. It's that silicone ring, you wear as a wedding band. And, our regular wedding bands, you take off to lift weights, take off to go play in the game, take off to shoot, whether you're doing stuff in the yard and gardening or handling heavy tools and equipment. So this ring you can wear all the time. And Groove Ring is all about commitment. So just like commitment, you want to show to your wife all the time. They're all about commitment. They're lifetime guarantee, warranty. If it were to break or something were to happen, not pleased with it, they send you another one right away. Shoot, they make them all different colors, and they make them where they look sleek. Shoot, it looks just like my regular band almost. And they're breathable. They don't really sweat and bother you. I love them. I wear it when we play and wear it when hanging out with the kids and all the time. So Groove Ring has been awesome.
Yeah, as somebody who lost a wedding band once on a trip, I could tell you it's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to have. You know, Philip, one last thought. You mentioned earlier in the interview that when you do the work and you do the prep and you just see that moment on the field where you can look at a teammate and you just kind of look at each other and you know and you can shake your fist like, it worked. We executed. Melvin Gordon said recently, like for as an example, I would imagine you and Antonio Gates have had that moment dozens and dozens of times. Gordon said recently of you and Antonio, quote, it would mean a lot to get those guys that ring before they step down. So what's it mean to hear that from one of your younger teammates?
Well, in all honesty, Jim, it gives me the chills. And I did hear that comment, but it gives me the chills. I think as you get later in your career, shoot, it can even get me a little emotional about it because I feel so thankful to have been in the same place for so long and really to be able to develop so many relationships with so many people and players. And I feel like we have a great rapport in our locker room with guys from Gates and myself at 36 and 37 years old with a guy like Melvin Gordon at 24 and Keenan Allen at 23 and Hunter Henry and the young guys. You know, so there's a big gap and not to get overly sentimental, but you don't have the opportunity to, but none of us in that locker room would have ever met if not for this game of football. And, you know, there's not many workplaces where myself at 36 is going to work with a Melvin Gordon and Keenan Allen and Jason Verrett. All of us guys that we've come from so many different backgrounds and so many different places in the city, and here we are in that one locker room. And they hear me talk about that a lot, that love that you have for one another and that care for one another. And so it doesn't surprise me to hear that from Melvin after getting to know him the last few years. But it does mean something to you. And I'm glad he feels that way. And I likewise want to win it for guys like that, those young guys that I have a chance to help them attain that because I know how hard it is. So we made that first AFC Championship game 2007 season when we were all banged up and hurt and didn't get it done against New England that year. And I remember thinking, shoot, and North Turner even told me, he's like, hey, we'll be in a bunch of these championship games. And we haven't been in one since, you know, because you just never know how hard it is to do. So I feel like we are on the same page. We have a close locker room, a close, unique brotherhood. And that part of it may be more important and more exciting to me going into each year than anything. Yes, it's about the wins and losses, but the people you get to share it with and be around every day, we got a good group.
Time to fire it up once again. He's entering his 14th season. Six-time Pro Bowler, L.A. Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers, our guest. Philip, great to hear you. Great to have you back on the program. Appreciate the relationship and all the interviews. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, now we're in L.A. now. We got to do this more often.
You got it, Philip. You know it. Anytime you want, I'll take it whenever I can get it. You know it. Now that we're in L.A., Philip Rivers joining us. Man, my man. How do you not get fired up hearing him, hearing that energy, hearing that fire, hearing that passion? He's ready to roll. And gets it and appreciates it. He's an unbelievable leader.